and by saying what his chesed is to speak here to Yishei Yisrael, to come in here at Devarei Torah before a tainus is a very special thing, and it's a big schus. It's hard to stand here and not mention the Siyum HaShas that we just had a couple of days ago. And I don't know if he went or he didn't go. Honestly, that doesn't make such a difference. Of course, I think it was a special event. If you were there, it was kind of unforgettable. But it's Klal Yisrael Siyum. So even if you weren't there, it leaves a tremendous hashpah on the whole tzibur. And it's really something special that Klal Yisrael shared in this Siyum, Baruch Hashem. There's a famous story that went around about somebody who was stopped on the Garden State Parkway. I don't know if you probably heard the story. It's a very cute story. You see that it was mamish kiichach maskam binaskam leinei ha'amim. You see, it's kipshute mamish like that. With that being said, it should be a schus for all of us, you know, that we should have continued, hopefully, hatzlacha and siyat l'shmai and kash baruch l'shmai l'kol m'sha'a sivcha m'tayv. The sugya of Asar B'tevis kind of starts with the pasuk in Zechariah, in Parakhes pasuk in Tes. And there, the pasuk tells us, Koy amar Hashem tzvokos. Tzoyim HaRavi, it's actually a pasuk of Chizuk. Tzoyim HaRavi, v'tzoyim HaChamishi, v'tzoyim HaShvi, v'tzoyim HaSiri, yeh l'beis Yehuda, l'sasin u'l'simcha, u'l'moyedim toivim, v'emes v'hashalom ehovu. So the pasuk tells us that the Rabbanu Shalom says, the Tzoyim HaRavi, Rashi explains Tzoyim Shel Tammuz, Shehu Revi Lechadoshim, Tzoyim HaChamishi Shel Av, okay, Tisha B'Av, Tzoyim HaShvi, Shloisha B'Tishrei, Sheboi Nera Gedalia, Tzoyim Gedalia. So the Psukim are talking about different Tzoyimis, which we're all familiar with, and it's interesting to note that it calls the Tzoyimis on the name of the month. So it says Tzoyim HaRavi, Tzoyim Shel Tammuz, Tzoyim HaChamishi, which is of, it's talking about the months. But Tzoyim HaShvi, also in the seventh month. So Tzoyim HaSiri is going with the actual date, which is Asar B'Tevis. There it goes with the date. Tzoyim HaSiri, Yieh L'Beis Yehuda, L'Sasin, L'Simcha, L'Moyedim, Toivim, V'Emes, V'Shalom, Mahavu. So these days that are Yom HaTainis for Klal Yisrael, these days, V'Nahapachu, will turn into days of Simcha V'Sasin as Mitzvah Hashem when Mashiach comes, and there'll actually be Yomim Tovim, which has to be understood, Be'ezras Hashem. However, the Rambam, when he teaches up what the inyan of Asir B'Tevis is, when he explains what the nature of the tainus is, he says, Asir B'Tevis, this is the Rambam in Hilchas Tainus in Perek Chamishi, and it's Halacha Beis. So the Rambam explains that Asir B'Tevis, Sheboi Samach Bavel, Melech Bavel Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, Al Yerushalayim, Ve'evio, B'Matzar B'Matzik. So the Rambam explains that the Gishrei, what happened on Asiri Asar B'Tevis is the terrible calamity, so to speak, that occurred on that day, Zok the Rambam, is Hevia B'Matzar U'B'Matzik. Yerushalayim was brought under siege. So Baruch Hashem, we've never experienced a siege, but a siege means it's like a chokehold. The generals come in and they starve everyone, Chas V'Shalom. There's no, you can't get in, you can't get out. So whatever is in there, is that's what you have. Those are your supplies. But anything after that is kind of good luck. But that's what a siege is. It's a chokehold, you know. you compress the enemy till they can't continue. So that was Asara Bataves, the breach of the walls, where they stopped the siege and actually advanced, was on Shabbos Batamas, as the Rambam writes. And of course, the Churban was on Tisha B'Av. So the question is, why exactly are we making a tainus on Asara Bataves? Because L'chaira, what we should do is, and we say this actually in the Slicha, many have asked why we don't make a commemoration for the calamity of the Holocaust, which is a good question. And the Bris Karov was asked this question. And he said, as it says in the Slicha, we don't have the koyach to make a Yom Tainis outside the day of Tisha B'Av. The Yom Tainis of Tisha B'Av covers all calamities of Klal Yisrael, as it says that B'chiyah Shel Chinam, the Gemara says in Kama Koimis, Gemara says in Tainis, that you cried a B'chiyah Shel Chinam, the Ben Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, so he'll be Kaveya Chas Hashem B'chiyah L'Doyers on Tisha B'Av. And this is, as I mentioned, it's in the Slicha of Tisha B'Av. We cannot do a new Tainis, a new Yom, all the calamities, all the Chas Hashem, the Korban, Tzaris, whatever, is Nikva on Tisha B'Av. So the question begs itself, so why exactly are you making a Yom Tainis for Asara Bataves? Asara Bataves is, of course, the fact that there's a siege, there's this chokehold. So yes, it's a calamity, it's a tragedy, but that L'chaira should go into Tisha B'Av. It's a L'chaira gain in the Yom HaTisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the day we commemorate all the Tzaris of Klal Yisrael. So L'chaira, we should use that day as well for the siege. Maybe you can ask this question as well on Shavuos B'Tamuz. But we'll deal with Asara Bataves. It's definitely a question on Asara Bataves because that was kind of the beginning, very early beginning of the whole process. So why exactly are you making some sort of a Yom HaTainis there? Clearly, there's something beyond the actual Tzara that exists in the Tainis of Asara Bataves, the Matziv of the siege, the Matziv of this entire chokehold that Nebuchadnezzar had, so to speak, on Yerushalayim, Eir HaKodesh. There is something more than meets the eye than just a siege. We have to explain this. What exactly is it? And that will kind of hopefully give us some insight into the tainus of Asara Bataves. It's interesting because the Beis Yosef in Semin Tov Kof Nun brings an Avodrom. And he says, Harav David Avodrom Kosel Behilchois Tainis, Sheyud Bataves, whom Mishunah Mishar Tainios, Shemayachal Beshabis, Layachel Nitchoisa, Leyoim Achim, the Nation Yammer Boy Beetzim Hayoim Azek, maybe Yom Kippurin, Valeyadaiti Menayan Leze. Avodrom is a Rishon. And the Avodrom says that if Asara Bataves were to fall out on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos. So of course we now have a calendar that was set up for us, and we're never going to have Asara Bataves on Shabbos, but it could happen on Erev Shabbos. So it's happened at least once before, maybe twice, that I can remember. And you kind of go into Shabbos, you know, rather hungry, obviously, you know, the tainus. But so the Avodrom, and he says like almost like a Gzeira Shavah. It says on Yom Kippur, and it says it on Asara Bataves as well, as we just read in Zechariah. So he says, you see from here, you could make it even on Shabbos. And he says, because of Oy, the Yod Bataves, Chalif, Omen B'Shishi, U'misanin B'Oy B'Yoyim. It could be Chal on Erev Shabbos, and you take a fast Erev Shabbos. It's a Shar Tzoymus. And even if they're chal on Shabbos, you're doicha. Tanis Esther, you're makta. Other tanisim, it goes later. Akdum parnisa lo makta minon. So it goes later after Shabbos. So the kashi is the basis of what kind of, what did he do? Like he made his own gzeira shava. You can't make your own gzeira shava. So what happened here in the Avodah? So the Briskerov explains, he says that kol tiny is lohukve dafka al yoy. So the Briskerov brings a brilliant diuk, as we just read in the Pasuk in Zechariah here. Tzoyim ha-Ravi, Tzoyim ha-Chamishi, Tzoyim ha-Shvi, it calls the Tzoyimis according to the months. Tzoyim ha-Ravi, the fourth month, Tammuz. Tzoyim ha-Chamishi, Av. Or Tzoyim ha-Shvi, Tishrei, pardon. So it's not relegated to a particular date, Zok the Briskerov. Tzoyim ha-Asiri is on, Tzoyim ha-Asiri is talking about the day of Asar B'Teves. So since the Pasuk signifies the day of Asar B'Teves, therefore Zok the Briskerov, you cannot be Doicha. Aval Asar B'Teves tichsiv be'etzem hayoyim hazeh, im kein arei atainis hukvel liyoyim ha'asiri b'Teves davka, im kein Doicha af l'Shabbos. And that's what he means when he says b'yom ha'kippurim, it doesn't mean like a gzera shabbah, but there also, it just means that when Yom Kippur falls out, it's a specific date. And since it's a specific date, if it falls out on Shabbos, it's going to be, so to speak, chal on Shabbos, so too with Asar B'Teves. There's a specific date, and that's the date. So haloi davarhu, that the Asar B'Teves tainus is chal on Shabbos, no other tainus is like that. What exactly does this tell us about Asar B'Teves? Clearly, there's something different. There's something special about Asar B'Teves that we need to be oimed on, that we need to figure out. The truth of the matter is, if you go through the Slichas tomorrow in Asar B'Teves, if you go through the Slichas, we're going to say, Eskara Motzek Asher Karani Basholish Makis B'Chodesh Hazeh Hikani. I'll remember the mutzik, the siege that happened to me. B'sholish makis. B'sholish makis. B'chodesh hazeh hikani. But there were three things that happened in this month. There were three things that happened in this month. And it goes, you know, the language of the slichas, beautiful, very inspiring. The Hebrew, it's incredible. Yid'ani, hid'ani, hich'ani. All the shyness of, you know, tza. Ach ato hel'ani. Diachoni b'shmoina boi smolus v'yamonis. Kadosh Baruch Hu heard us. Smolus v'yamonis. Kind of pushed us to the right, to the left. Shloishten kavati tainis. Umelech yovon insani lichtev das yavonis. Al gabi chorshu chorshim herichumanis. So the Slicha starts to tell us what happened. So the Slicha tells us on the 8th of Tevis, on the 8th of Tevis, yesterday, Talmai HaMelech, Talmai, when the Shas was referred to as Talmai HaMelech, he forced the Sanhedrin to translate the Torah into Yavanis. He forced the Sanhedrin to translate the Torah into Yavanis. And the Medrash says that it was Yard HaChoshech Li'olam, Shloyoch Li'hitargin Kol Tzarcha. Amazing lashon of a medrash. It's a mesech de soifrim. Shlo yochel lehitargin kol tzarcha. Very interesting language. You can't be mitargin the Torah all the way. Lo yochel lehitargin kol tzarcha. Can't be mitargin all the way. But that was on the 8th. Ze'amti b'tisha boy b'chli mevachefer chosach mi'olai mil hoyt v'tzefer. Torah of Torah by Anoitzner Meshefra who Ezra HaSoifer. Today is the Yortzeit of Ezra HaSoifer, Ezra who Malachi. The Letzter Novi from Klal Yisrael is Malachi, and thus is, that is Ezra HaSoifer. Yoyim Asiri, Tzuva Ben Buzi, Yechezkel HaChoyze, Ksov Lecha B'Sefer HaMagazeh, Lezichrein, Lezikaron La'am Nomis V'Nivzes, Etzem HaYoyim HaZeh. As the Pasuk says, that is the siege of Nebuchadnezzar. So there were really three things that happened in this month, three things that occurred. On the 8th was the Septuagint, the translation, the Targum Torah Li'Yavanis. Today was the Yortzeit of Ezra Sefer Malachi, and tomorrow is Asara B'Tavis, was Matzor B'Motzek, the siege. Gid'oni Heniyoni Hich'oni V'Sholosh Makas V'Chodesh Hazeh Hich'oni. There has to be a shaykhes between these three Mi'orois and the Ma'ura of Asara B'Tavis, the Ma'ura of Ezra HaSofer Malachi, the last Navi passing away, and on Ches B'Tavis, the Septuagint. There has to be a shaykhes between these three things. Well, the question is, what exactly is the shaykhes between these three points? How do we bring them together under this kind of umbrella, so to speak, of a tainus called the Asara B'Tavis? The Gemara tells us in Masechet Kedushin that as Tisha Asara Kavan Yoifi Yardal Oilam. Asara Kavan Yoifi Yardal Oilam. And the Gemara says, Tisha Notla Yerushalayim, the Echad Kol Oilam Kula. Whoever has been Zeicha to walk the streets of Yerushalayim or Kodesh knows that the aesthetic quality, the beauty of Yerushalayim is really breathtaking. You know, to walk those cobble street stones and, of course, to see, you know, the Halakha Kaisal, so to speak, Kodesh HaKadoshim, and as much as there's a Churban there, but who doesn't appreciate being able to see such a thing? It's really something special. Yerushalayim was not, there was Asara Kavan Yoifi Riyarda Lo'ilam Tisha Notli Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was zeicha in nine of those chalakim of Yoifi. So what is it exactly? What is the Yoifi of Yerushalayim? What is it exactly? So there's a Ramban in Sefer Iyov. And the Ramban explains, the Lashon of the Pasuk there is Shufra. And where the Anane, where you have clouds, and there's a Shufra. So the Ramban explains, what does it mean? He says, the Ramban says that when the clouds clear and you can see into the sun rays, the sunlight is able to come down and there's nothing blocking. You can kind of see on the inside. There's no blockage there. The Ramban says that's the Lashon Shufra. And essentially, the Gemara talks about Shufra the Shtara, Shapir Ka'omrit. There's a Lashon in the Gemara, you're saying good. Shapir Ka'omrit. Shapir also means a Lashon of Yoifi, Lashon of beauty, of Yoifi. And the Pshat is that Ramchal says sometimes you meet people who have a smile and you can actually see their panemius on their face. You can kind of see their neshama while you look at them. You can see beyond physical veneer and you see something inside that's kind of spectacular. Whenever you can come into contact with something ruchni, whenever you can see the inside, the panemius of something, dark oy royim pnima, if you can have some sort of a way to see on the inside of what's happening there, there's a yoifi. That's the yoifi. The yoifi of Yerushalayim is not the the glass-walled buildings, central business district, so to speak, right? Just the opposite. It's these kind of cobblestones, but you're mesmerized by it. It's because the yoifi has to do with when you look at Yerushalayim, you're actually seeing the pnimius. You're seeing the yoifi of the ruchnius. The neshama of the velt is in Yerushalayim or Kodesh. The Beis HaMikdash is called Beis Olamim. Beis Olamim. And I was Zecher, Moshe Shapiro was here in Baltimore, and I told him this pshat, and he told me that Kadmoinim already say this, which means that the Rishonim say it. And I told him, Beis Olamim Rashi in Masechta Saita says that it's called Beis Olamim Adav Tezva, because the Rebbeinu Shlom chose the Mokum HaMikdash forever. So it's Beis Olamim. It will always be the Mokum HaNivchar forever. So that's why it's called Beis Olamim. It's forever. That's the spot the Rebbeinu Shlom chose to Masher Shechinasa. That's what Rashi says. But I wanted to say a different pshat. I told this to Rav Moshe. And whenever you add a Yud Men to the end of a word, so it makes it plural. So Yad Yadayim. a regal reglion. Oilam, oilamim. So it's two worlds. Beis oilamim, the Beis HaMikdash, houses two worlds. It houses oilam hazeh and oilam haba. It's the place where the two meet. It's the place where oilam hazeh and oilam haba meet. So he tells me, he says, kadmoinim, but kadmoinim zemuzkar. That was the Lashon he used. But kadmoinim zemuzkar. That's the yoifi. That indeed is the yoifi of Yerushalayim HaKadosh. That is the yoifi. The Ramban talks about, in a couple of weeks ago's parsha, that there were a couple of different wells that Yitzhak had dug. And the Ramban learns that it's connected the three Batei Mikdash. And the third Beis HaMikdash, the Ramban says, is Rechoivis. That's where the well, this well that Yitzhak had dug was called Rechoivis. And the Ramban says that it's a remez on the Bayis Shlishi, because that's Rochav. The Ruchnius is Nespashet, L'kol HaGulim. The Beis HaMikdash, the Yoifi of the Beis HaMikdash is because the Olam HaNetzach is Chal there. The Yoifi of the Beis HaMikdash is the Olam HaRuchni is Chal there. You can see Darkoi Royim Pnima. Through the Beis HaMikdash, you can actually see what's happening, what's happening on the inside. You're not just seeing a veneer. You're actually seeing the Ruchnius. It's Beis Olamim. It's the place where the Olam Habs and Olam Haba touch. It's the place where Ruchnius and Gashmius have a meeting ground. And that's the Yoifi. That is the Yoifi of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Tisha Asura Kavim, Yoifi Yard El Olam, Tisha Notli Yerushalayim. That's the Yoifi of Yerushalayim. Ufaratz the Yom of the Kedma Tzafoin of Enegbo is that Yaakov is Megala Marechas Hanitzchias. Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaka. There's a Marechas Hanitzchi. There's something beyond, way beyond the Olam HaGashmi. And that's what the Beis HaMikdash represents. So if you put Yerushalayim under siege, what's happening? If you put Yerushalayim in a motzor and in a motzok, you're taking this breathtaking Olam HaRuchni, you're taking this amazing Olam HaNetzach, and you're putting a clamp on it. It can't be. It can't be. How is it possible that the Beis HaMikdash could be standing, and at the same time that it's standing, you have a siege on Yerushalayim? It doesn't make sense. Yerushalayim is the Makor HaNetzach, Ufaratz the Yom of the Kedem Tzvein of Enegbo. It doesn't stop. There's no Gvulim to the Olam HaNetzach. There's no Gvulim to the Olam HaRochni. So how is it possible that in the same breath that you're looking at Yerushalayim, and at the same time you're looking at a Matzah and a Matzah, it's the Kedizhayim? It can't be. This was the new Metzius that was Chal with the siege on Yerushalayim. This was the new Tzara, so to speak. It's not Chorban. The Beis HaMikdash is still standing. Yerushalayim is still there. But it can't express itself in the way it's supposed to. You can't bring out this Marechas HaNitzchi. You know, it's like you have a window, you just clean this window, and then, you know, your sibling, you know, younger sibling or whatever, you know, kind of takes some dirt or dust and throws some dirt or dust on it. It doesn't give off the same sparkle. It doesn't give off the same, aura. The Beis HaMikdash is clamped. When we say that you couldn't be metargim the Torah, Masechet Soifrim says, Maisa b'chamisha zekenim perak aleph alach zayin, shekosbu l'talmei ha-melech esatari yavonis, v'haya oysa hayoim kosher li-Yisroel kenuim shenasa boya egel, shlo haysa ha-Torah yochoyle lehetargim kol tzorcho. Talmei was Yavon. He was a Dor Avi to Alexander Mokdoin. And he was the Greek ruler of Egypt. And he was the one who essentially asked or dictated that the Torah has to be translated by the Zakenim, the Septuagint. But Zog the Gemara, Zog the Masechta Soifrim, Haya Oysa Hayoim Koshen Li Yisroel Ki Yoim Shinasa Boya Egel, Shlo Haysa HaTorah Yochel Le Taikon Kol Tzarcha. The Torah, you can't translate it all the way. What do you mean you can't translate it all the way? Why can't you translate it all the way? The answer is because if you translate the Torah, essentially, chas v'shalom, you can kind of drop the Shechina out of it. The Marochas HaNitzchim, the part of the Torah that is the Nitzchias of the Torah, is when you learn Torah, it is a rendezvous with the Rabbanu Shalom. It's a chance to have Kirvas Elokim Li Toiv. Not just reading some words, there's Kedusha there, the Shechina is there. When Yavan said, let's translate the Torah, but you can't translate it all the way, what's happening is you have a Torah, but you lose the Ruchnias of the Torah. You have a Yerushalayim, you have a Beis HaMikdash, it's standing, but it's under siege. It can't express itself in its totality, in its completeness. Shalom Yochel Hitargen Kol Tzorcha means that the Torah loses the spiritual dimension. The kavanah of the Yevanim was to make Torah Chalila into a Chochmas Chitzonis, to take that which is Kodesh and make it Choyl. The Yevanim was the one Galus. Galus Yevanim was the one Galus we had where the Beis HaMikdash was standing. The Beis HaMikdash was standing. What did they do there? Metames kol hashmanim. Timu kol hashmanim. You can have it stay. It's a beautiful building. Leave it alone. It's fantastic. But we'll be metamet. The Shechina, no. The Shechina is not there. Aristotle's philosophy essentially was, if I can't see it, it doesn't exist. If I can see it, if I can touch it, it's there. But if I can't see it, it doesn't exist. That's what Ramban says in Chumash. And that was the whole kavan of translating the Torah was, Kisvu lachem al keren hashor, she'en lachem chelik b'alokei Yisrael. That's a Medrash Rabbah and Bereishis Rabbah Beis Hei. The Yevanim had this interesting zera, Kisvu lachem al keren hashor, she'en lachem chelik b'alokei Yisrael. You should write on the Karen of a shore. You don't have any chelik b'elokei Yisrael. What's it talking about? So the Maral explains in their mitzvah that it's talking about the Cheda Egel. And the Yevanim were saying, listen, if you were over the Cheda Egel at the time where you were getting married to the Ribono Shel Olam, essentially your marriage is off. Ein lechem chelik b'elokei Yisrael. You have a Torah, it's fine. Leave the Torah alone. You have a Beis HaMikdash, it's fine, leave it alone. But it doesn't have any Kedusha to it. Because if you divorce, essentially you didn't do it. You didn't carry through. If you're over the Cheda Egel, you severed yourself from the Ribono Shel Olam. You don't have any Ribono Shel Olam, Chas V'Shalom. You don't have any Ribono Shel Olam. Leave the Beis HaMikdash standing. Let's translate the Torah. But it loses in Lo Yochel Lehitargim Kol Tzarcha. It loses its entire ruchnistic dimension. In the Medrash, in Seder Olam Rabbah Perek Lamed, so there it says that the year that Alexander took over and was Miyased, the Malchus of Yavon, that is when Ezra was Nifter. That is when he was Nifter. So the Medrash continues and says, Ad kan hayu neviim misnabim baruch ha-kodesh, Mikan ve'elech hot oznecha u'shman derecha chamim. Until that time, so it was exactly when Yavin took over as a power, as one of the Arba Malchias, that's exactly when Ezra was Nifter. And Zok, the Medrash, the Seder Olam says, Ad kan hayin aviyam misnabim baruch ha-kodesh, mikan ve'elech hot oznecha u'shman derecha chamim. Bir advarim, when you have a Navi, you cannot be koy from the Ribbono Shel Olam. You cannot be koyfer. If you have a Navi talking to you, telling you, the Ribbono Shel Olam told me this, and he's a Navi, Muchzik L'Rabin, it's Nishto Azasha Azazach Mikfira. But Bayesheni Tzotz Haminus, took the Rambam. It was during Bayesheni that all of a sudden you have atheism. Why? Because you don't have Navim anymore. If you don't have a Navi, and the Ribbono Shel Olam's not talking to me, is the pshat is that you could be koyfer. And this is where Torah Shebaal Peh started. Hot oznecha u'shma derei chachamim. Kaviyochol, when we lost Nevuah, there was ke'en chas v'sholom, a siluk hashchina. We lost an entire dimension of ruchnius in the Bria. Zok the Slicha that we started off with, that B'sholish Eila Hikani, B'sholish Makis B'chodesh Hazeh Hikani, Anches B'teves the Septuagint, Tes B'teves Ezra Sefer, Malachi, the last Navi, and Asar B'teves the siege. And we asked, what exactly is the shaychus between these three things? And we asked, how does the siege differ from Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is all the Tzaras. The Teretz is Tisha B'Av is Churban. Tisha B'Av is destruction. Asar B'Teves is a whole new Metzias, where Klal Yisrael is still here. The Beis HaMikdash is still standing. There's a Torah. You can have something that looks like what we aspire to, but it lost its ruchnistic dimension. Without a Navi, you don't have that entire Marocha of the Ribbono Shel Olam talking to us. The Torah being translated is removing the Shechina from the Torah, Chas V'Shalom. A siege on Yerushalayim is the pshat. The Beis HaMikdash is standing, but it can't express itself with all its dimensions of ruchnius that it has to offer. So, this is all the same, the exact same nakuda. And this is really, Asar B'Teves is really the nakuda of Galus Yavan. It's exactly Galus Yavan. Galus Yavan is Kisvu lechem al keren Yisrael, in lechem chelek b'elokei Yisrael, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is no longer with you. The Shechina is no longer with you. Zok Yavan, come join us. There's no difference between us and you. We'll have your Chumash. We'll have your Torah. We'll have the Beis HaMikdash standing, but there's no Ruchnis. If I can't see it, if I can't touch it, it doesn't exist. The Tum of Yavon is exactly Asar B'Teves. The death of Ezra Sofer, today's Yahrzeit, Malachi. The translation of the Torah, Shlo Yochel Targim Kol Tzarcha, is a whole new dimension of a Tzara. It's not Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the Churban, the destruction. Asar B'Teves is, you'll have what looks like the things that we aspire to, a Beit HaMikdash, a Torah. But it can't express itself properly. This is why the one tainus that could be chal on Shabbos is Asar B'Teves. Shabbos is the spiritual dimension of the entire week. It's the ruchnius of the entire week. It's the nitzrius and zman. It's where zman and nitzrius touch. Shabbos is uferatz the yom of v'keim etzvayin of v'negbo. Shabbos is Rashi and Be'etaych is in Neshami Yisera, Lev Rochav, Lechav, Elishtais. Okay? Some of you don't know from such things, you know, to eat more than you usually, okay? But the Svarno says in Chumash that the Neshami Yisera is to be able to have more Hasagas in Torah, more Hasagas in Ruchnias. A tainis on Shabbos is the Pshat is the Nitzrius of Shabbos cannot express itself. It can't come out. It can't fully express itself. It's under siege. That's exactly Asara B'Tavis. Yerushalayim is standing, but it's under siege. Shabbos is here, but there's a tainis on Shabbos. I just want to conclude with a Rambam. The Rambam says, let me start with the, what is Chanukah? Throw the question out to everyone. Why the word Chanukah? Does anyone know why the word Chanukah? Why is the word Chanukah? What does it represent? The word Chanukah. It's really a compilation of two words. What's that? Right, Chanukah Fe. The Ran brings that in Masechet Shabbos, that on Chaf Hei B'Kislev, they rested from their enemies. So the Ran says that's why we call it Chanukah, because we rested from our enemies, and so we have these 8 days. So when did Yavon enter into, when did the Hashmonaim enter into the Beis HaMikdash? Go ahead. When did they defeat Yavon? When's the last possible day they defeated Yavon? They fought against Yavon and defeated them. Chavtalet. Right? And when did they light the menorah? The night of Chav Dalet going into Chav Hei. And Chanukah Fei is when we don't have any more enemies. We have no more battles. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah, he says they marched into the Heichal on Chav Hei and they lit the menorah. So if I were the Rambam now and going to Paskin, when to light the menorah, when would I light the menorah? Chavav, Chav Hei going into Chavav. You light the Chav Hei at night. And yet the Rambam paskins, that everybody paskins, that you light it on Chav Dalet going into Chav Hei, not on Chav Hei going into Chavav. So now there's a kasha on the Rambam. Why don't you light on Chav Hei going into Chavav according to the Rambam? So the Pri Chodesh asks this kasha, and he answers because the first day is Keneged the Nitzachon against Yavan. We actually light on Chav Dalet going into Chav Hei to show that we won Yavan. So we're lighting the menorah to show we won against Yavan. And the rest of the night is actually for the miracle of the Pach Hashem. Bir HaDvarim, because the Gemara says in Shabbos that the menorah represents Hashros Hashchina. V'chil Oira Hutzarech. What do you have a menorah for? Zok the Gemara in Shabbos. Zok the Gemara in Shabbos. V'chil Oira Hutzarech. Ella. The whole point of the menorah is to show that the Shechina is Shair B'Yisrael. So when the Hashmonaim won over Yavon, the ikker way to demonstrate that Nitzachon is the menorah. Yavon was out to take the Bnei Shalom Chasam, the Shechina, out of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Hamikdash can stand. I just don't want the Shechina there, Chas V'Shalom. Mitama kol Hashmana. The Hashmonaim lit the menorah. The pshat is Tzricha Vegeshtel, the Shechina by Yisrael. We reestablish that the Shechina is now Sharer by us. That's the first day was Keneged the Nitzachon. That's what that means. That's the Hezber in the Pri Chodesh. That is the Iker Nitzachon. So the Iker Nitzachon of Yavon through the Hashmonaim is that the Shechina is back by us. And the limud of Asara B'Tavis, which really is kind of mesukin through Chanukah, is that we have to become Rav Shach, wrote a letter to himself where he essentially describes his kind of, you know, the theme of his life, which is to become a Himmelmensch. Anyone who read stories about Rav Shach knows that he was just unbelievable, the amount of chesed and learning, just incredible. He said his main theme, his motto, so to speak, was a Himmelmensch, to become a person who's Himmel in Yiddish means, you know, Shemayim, you know, to become a Ruchnistika person, to become a Himmel in the heavens, a heavenly person. I'll just conclude with that. That should be what we're after, with the Asar B'Tavis. That should be our thoughts. That we should try to kind of reconnect what we gained from Chanukah. The Asar B'Tavis is a tainus, but the tikkun of that essentially happened just a few days ago with Chanukah. Kol Kavud Bas Melech Pnima. Amazing pasuk. Kol Kavud Bas Melech. What is the pride of a Bas Melech? What's the pride of a Bas Yisrael? The stolz of a Bas Yisrael is tznius. Kol Kavud Bas Melech Pnima. The more tznius, the better. Doesn't mean you can't present nicely. Doesn't mean that. But the more tznius, that's the gestalt of a Bas Yisrael called Kvud Bas Melech Pnima. Goes without saying that Midas Toivis Chesed clearly is something very special in this door to be done. No shaila about it. So if we want something kind of lemaisa, practical, perhaps those are the two things to focus on. Kol Kvud Bas Melech Pnima and Chesed. Those are very special things. I heard over from Makor Neman that Rav Noach Weinberg was at a Pidyon HaBen and Rav Chatzkel Sarna, Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, got up to speak. There's a lot of Cheshuvim there. You may have heard the story before. And he said, okay, he tells Eilam, he says, who is the most chashuv a person in the last 100 years? So, you know, a lot of chashuvim there. Everyone, he goes, I know, you're all thinking it was your Zayde. He tells him, I know, you're thinking it was your Zayde. So he goes, I'm telling you, this person didn't even learn a daf gemar. So they're all looking around, who's he talking about? So he says, Sarah Shneer. Most chashuv a person in the last 100 years. Mekinish boin klal yisrael on a sarishnir. Can't build klal yisrael without sarishnir. Dvarim nifloim v'nizgavim ma'oi. Most chashuv person last 100 years. From Chatzkel Sarna, the emes adas Torah. So I wish you all live hatzlacha, and it should be a meaningful tainus, and it should be. Yield the base, you do the sauce and the simcha, the maidim, taibim, the emes, vashalim, ahavim.